The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight, exploring the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unmistakably geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, I'll guide you through what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 2003, the final liftoff of Space Shuttle Columbia.
11, 10, 9, 8, 7. We have a go for main engine start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have booster ignition and liftoff of Space Shuttle Columbia with a multitude of national and international space research experiments.
Houston now controlling the flight of Columbia, the international research mission finally underway.
Roger, roll, Columbia.
Columbia now rolling on to the proper azimuth for a 39-degree inclination to orbit. Shuttle in a heads-down, wings-level position for the 8.5-minute ride to orbit.
Unknown to NASA at the time, this flight, a rare scientific mission that wasn't intended to visit the International Space Station, suffered critical damage during liftoff. A piece of insulation foam was shaken off of the shuttle's external fuel tank, damaging the shuttle's left wing enough to cause it to break up on re-entry 2 weeks later. Though some engineers and ground controllers noticed the damage while examining film of the shuttle's liftoff, NASA mission managers ultimately decided that there was no way to find out if or how much the shuttle had been damaged. In 2008, NASA's Messenger space probe became the first visitor to the tiny planet Mercury in 3 decades. Launched in 2004, Messenger was making its first close visit to Mercury, but it wasn't there to stay just yet. It was a gravity assist flyby to help shape Messenger's trajectory and its final orbit, which it wouldn't reach until 2011. In 2013, the European Space Agency announced that it would build service modules for NASA's upcoming Orion manned spacecraft, following a similar design from the ATV automated transfer vehicles that it built to resupply the International Space Station. Physicist Robert Van de Graaff, inventor of the Van de Graaff generator, died on this day in 1967. In 1965, Rome was just days away from burning, and the doctor and his friends were there.
You never told us you were going away.
Oh, well, I don't know that I was under any obligation to report my movements to you, Chesterfield.
Chesterton.
Oh, Barbara's calling you.
Where are you going, Doctor?
To Rome, my child.
Oh, can I come with you? I won't be any trouble, I promise. Can I?
Well, I...
Please?
Very well, then, very well.
Well, perhaps we all better come with you to Rome.
But, my dear chap, you just turned down my invitation.
Part 1 of the Doctor Who story, The Romans, premiered, starring William Hartnell as the Doctor and featuring newly recruited companion Vicky, played by Maureen O'Brien. In 1978, Blake 7 now had a ship of their own, the Liberator.
The Liberator is in stationary orbit 1,000 spatials above the planet's surface.
I see. The Liberator.
Got that from me. It was something I was thinking.
Your thought was acceptant.
Show us the planet.
You require the remote visualization unit.
Yes.
Please look at the screen.
So that's where we would have spent the rest of our lives.
The third Blake 7 episode, Cygnus Alpha, premiered on the BBC. Meanwhile, on the same day in the US, Logan came to the end of his run.
What is the function of a Sandman?
To terminate the traitors called runners.
You were a runner.
I have no such memory.
What happened to Logan?
Logan has been tranquilized with a memory warp.
Find out the extent of his memory loss.
Logan will die. That part of the plan has never changed.
Runner!
CBS aired Carousel, the 11th episode of the TV series remake of Logan's Run. 3 more episodes had been completed, but the network opted to cut its losses early due to low ratings. Which wasn't a complete surprise, because Logan's Run had often aired against Monday Night Football. In 1995, it was a more auspicious launch for the newest Star Trek spin-off, as UPN premiered the pilot episode of Star Trek Voyager, starring Kate Mulgrew.
Gentlemen, welcome aboard Voyager.
Imagine being 70,000 light years from home.
We're on the other side of the galaxy.
Adrift in uncharted space, forced to ally yourself with a mortal enemy. Now, stop imagining, because it's about to happen. Prepare for the world premiere of Star Trek Voyager.
In 2004, a group of Star Trek fans in upstate New York wowed the world with the first episode of their homegrown Star Trek series, Star Trek New Voyages.
Greetings, sentient beings.
Bones, how do you read that thing?
Whatever it is, it doesn't register on my tricorder.
Please do not interrupt when I am speaking.
Led by James Cawley, who personally constructed many of the show's sets, props, and costumes, Star Trek New Voyages was the vanguard for a new wave of fan-made Star Trek productions that continue to this day. The only catch, no one could make any money off the deal without risking a copyright lawsuit from the studios that own Star Trek. And in 2006, Torchwood Season 2 was off and running.
Excuse me, have you seen a blowfish driving a sports car? Thank you.
With the episode Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, guest starring James Marsters of Buffy the Vampire Slayer fame. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, thelogbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.